The essence of Buddhist conduct is ahimsa, or nonviolence. Nonviolence, as used here, has two directives. If you can, help and serve other sentient beings. If you cannot, then at least do not harm others. Why is nonviolence so important? Because of the law of interdependence, that all things are interrelated. For example, survival depends on many factors, as does one's happiness. Similarly, pain and tragedy depend on many factors. Just as we are concerned with our own happiness and experiences, we should also be concerned with their causes. The theory of interdependence is interpreted differently according to the various philosophical schools of Buddhism. According to one, the meaning of interdependence is that all conditioned phenomena depend on causes. This implies that there is no creator. Things depend only on their own causes, and those causes in turn have their own causes, with no beginning. Everything changes because of these causes and conditions. New circumstances produce new events. These in turn act as causes and produce something different and new. The theory of interdependence, expounded by another school, involves everything being dependent on its parts. There is an even subtler level of interdependence. When we investigate, for example, what a flower actually is, and closely examine its particles, the flower ceases to be the flower we know. If we investigate, who am I, we fail to find an I apart from this body, brain, or experience. If one goes deeper into the ultimate nature of oneself, one cannot find an independent and ultimate identity. We conventionally label the combination of body and mind and say, this is a human being. This Tibetan flesh and mind from Amdo we label Dalai Lama Tenzin Gyatso. After much analysis, however, if we really want to look for the Dalai Lama, we cannot find him. Similarly, we use terms like past, present, and future all the time. In a way, the past is mere memory. The future is just our thought, a plan, or an idea. The present is real. In our internal experience, I think that there's no past and no future, only the present. But if there is no past or future, there can be no present, since the present depends entirely on the past and the future depends entirely on the present. If we investigate, we do not really find anything. Ultimately, we find something that is empty. However, this emptiness is not mere nothingness. Since all things are interdependent, independent identities or entities don't exist. When we investigate the ultimate nature of everything, we find it is the absence of independent existence. This is what we mean by empty.